Good morning, baby.
Good morning.
It's a good morning because you're here. I hate that you put on a shirt for this. I liked you better naked.
I know, but now I'm all cozy.
Okay.
We'll get naked again.
Okay, good. Oh, it's been a rough week. For those of you who don't know, my beautiful girlfriend and I are long distance, and she came in on an emergency come to save me flight.
Sapphics and allies, you're listening to Queer Women Rising. That's women with an X because we are inclusive here. When we hear the stories of queer women who have gone before us, we see evidence that there's nothing we can't do. And yes, we can too. It's time for you to level up in life, in love, and step into your most authentic, abundant reality. You won't be the same after this episode. It's your turn to let go of good for greatness.
Your best life is now loading.
Let's rise.
Let's rise.
Let's rise.
Let's rise.
Let's rise.
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 It's been a rough week. For those of you who don't know, my beautiful girlfriend and I are long distance, and she came in on an emergency come to save me flight because it has been truthfully the hardest week of my life. Now, like, week and a half, 2 weeks almost.
Yeah. Feels like ever.
Yeah.
But 2 weeks, probably.
A lot of my, like, queer and... like, you can be queer and love God and God loves you content got a hold of the wrong side of the internet, and those people came with pitchforks and mass reported my account for, like, really bad things. And it's just devastating. And Instagram did nothing about it. They stood by it. And my entire account of 78,000 followers on Instagram that I worked for since 2012 is gone. Completely disabled. I've talked to Meta verification. I've tried to get my story out. By the time you hear this, maybe there'll be a way for you to really help. I'm gonna put a doc, like, attached if you want to know more about what happened, and if you want to help. It takes like 30 seconds to share some stuff, because this is beyond me. It's, if there's other queer creators that this could happen to, that's terrible. It affects your livelihood. And to be honest, I've been scared, like, really, really scared. This is, like, I describe it in a video, like, it's like someone poured gasoline and lit a match on your business. And
yeah, and I don't think that people understand that mostly. Like, most people are like, well, it's just an Instagram account, or it's, you know, like that, what, Mummy Yankee, whatever, like, get a real job.
Yeah, and it's like, that's not, like, I do have real jobs, yeah. Like, and these are my real jobs.
So I find myself even having to explain that to people that I know that know that these are real jobs.
Yeah.
But they think it's just, like, replaceable, that you can just start that over, or don't worry, or, in, you know, even in our conversations I've said, like, mm-hmm. Well, I've built many businesses, and I didn't do it with an Instagram account, but it's so, so different.
Yeah.
And people need to understand the magnitude of their actions with comments and tagging or flagging and doing all those things.
Yeah, it's so horrible to do that to someone. It's truly evil. I work so hard. That's the way I connect with people. That's how I'm able to provide customer service. Like, anyway, if you need to get in touch with me, you can follow my new account at Sophia Spolino Says. And that's how you can get in touch, or follow Queer Country Club. I'm going to be using both of those accounts because I'm so just nervous because of losing that one. Like, I want to be able to always have two. So I'm just going to, like, log in and out of them, like, swipe. Mm-hmm. You can do that on Instagram now. So that's what I'll be doing. So please follow me there if you listen to the show. And if you want to know more about how you can help, there'll be a link doc, like a document. Yeah, if you know people in media or Meta. But we're not going to talk more about that. It's just, I wanted to talk about, like, what it something like this does to your relationship and the way that you've been supporting me. And I'm grateful. It's been really hard because I've been so focused working. Like, I already worked a lot. I didn't work as much before building the Queer Country Club. Like, I got to where I had a bit more balance, and then I built that, and it's been insane. And I'm always, like, working super hard because I feel like a responsibility to make sure about the best women that could possibly be in there that are single lesbians get in, and that requires a lot of conversations on social media, a lot of applications to review, and a lot of time making content that's going to bring in those ideal women for everyone. So anyway, thank you for being so patient with me, because this has been 14, 15 hour days as I'm working to rebuild.
I think, like, when we talk about how it affects relationships and stuff, is that I don't think it's so much that, like, what I think a common one, there's probably so many common misconceptions about you. Just people popping on your Instagram or your TikTok and making their little assumptions about who they think you are.
What do you think is, like, an assumption?
I think, like, it's like the people that are saying, like, get a real job, or, you know, all that stuff. They just think
like, I just work and Instagram pays me or something.
Yeah, like, and that, and that, and that you like the attention and all that stuff. What I think that I know about you, is that this is, it isn't about attention. It's about a purpose, and it's about a plight that you have in this world. And it's like the stuff that I've said to you in the very beginning. I was like, I need to see certain sides of you,
because like, I'm not just like the Instagram,
you know, just
girl.
This like, this performer with, you know, like doing a song and dance all the time. Like, I was like, does this girl ever, does she just stop? Does
she, I hustle.
Yeah, does she do all that stuff? So I think, and even like the God stuff, everything, like, people probably like, oh, that's so much God talk, too much content, like all that stuff. It's not even like you actually are that person in real life. You are so God loving, Jesus loving. Like, we talk about God all the time.
Yeah.
In just our day.
And like
that
also
is who,
like,
you are. It's not for content. Like, you, all your stuff is not just for content.
No. And I'm grateful to God. Without God and you, I don't know that I would have, like, chosen to exist after what just happened to me. Because it's not just that someone took down my Instagram account. Like, if you had to read the comments and death threats that I was getting, it does a lot to you. I'm not going to let myself cry about it again right now. I'm not.
Yeah.
But to have it all go away because of hate is, it's hard to, like, accept. Like, I feel like right now I'm, like, before having this conversation again, I hit a place of radical acceptance. Like, okay, if it's gone, it's gone. And we rebuild. And I've helped clients rebuild before. It's my turn. I'll just rebuild.
Yeah. And I think there's a part of you that actually, like, I know this. We've talked about this before, where I've said, you know, I don't do social media and for lots of reasons. But I, like, the comments, I couldn't handle being a public figure on, like, because we've talked about how comments have affected you, and you're oftentimes like, I don't even pay attention to them, I don't even look at them.
It's hard though, I have to respond to them, so I have to look at them.
Exactly. And then you see these comments, and I know that it has made you question, like, are you sinning? And are we doing, like, those are,
because of all of the hate, it's made me have to, it's made me, like, question, well, if they say this, does God really love me? And then that makes my relationship stronger with God, because I have to go to God and be like, no, like, you made me this way, like, right? Yeah. And it's always a resounding, just peaceful,
yeah.
Yes.
And then I think that how things like that can affect your personal relationship, like with me, that it could that I've heard you make those comments sometimes, like we've talked about that, like, oh, sometimes I think about, like, when, you know, if you're being sexual with the other girl, like, are we like, oh my God, is God like not liking this for us right now, and making you question,
yeah,
whether or not that is, you know, sinning or all that stuff. So I think like it's a process.
It's religious trauma.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like reactivated with comments. And then I'm like with you, and I'm like, so this is the like homosexual, like outrageous lifestyle, mm-hmm, that they're so afraid of, which, yeah, is like just you and I loving each other so much. Yeah. I don't know.
No, it's crazy.
Like nothing would ever make, I'm not like questioning, oh, should I be gay? That's not right. It. Yeah. I don't want people to think that. Like, no. I'm very much, yeah, like, I'm the, no, gayest of,
you're
gay.
You're the biggest gay of all gays. Oh, you're the, God, gay president of gay country.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been jokingly calling myself queen lesbian on social, yeah, media.
It fits.
It fits. Like,
that's the other thing too. One of those other things, I think people would be like, oh, she's probably not, just because you look, you know, so feminine, this and that. She's probably bisexual, she's probably doing this, probably doing that, and like, no.
I'm very,
this girl,
hardcore
is
lesbian.
A lesbian. I always say, I think you're more lesbian than I am.
No.
I always say that.
You are so lesbian.
I know, for sure, but you are so lesbian.
I think like that's something that lesbians, all queer people are proud of who they are, but I think lesbians in particular were like, oh, she's like so lesbian, like, mm-hmm, we like compare it, we like, yeah, get into little competition with each other, yeah, but not like, not in a negative way. I'm not saying that, like,
no,
in unhealthy ways.
No, I love that you're, yeah, so lesbian.
But I will admit, like, all of those things reactivate religious trauma, and beyond just religious trauma, like those thoughts that come in, like, well, what if God hates you? And then you're just like, okay, then I guess, like, that's because I can't change this thing about myself. Mm-hmm. And then I also, like, go back and, like, remind myself of who God says I am. And I read all kinds of things. Like, I don't just, like, for anyone new here, I'm not, like, just a Bible girly. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm down for, yeah, all kinds of spiritual traditions and cultures.
Yeah.
Interspiritual.
And you always practice what you preach. Like, it, mm-hmm, again, your posts even about that. Like, you can be gay and love God. Even when you get out of that space of, like, in your head where these bad comments get you to a place where you restart. And you're like, I can be gay and,
yeah,
I can love God. And I can love God and I, you know, all these things, right? You are really good at putting that into place.
This is like such a religious trauma dump. I'm sorry, guys. My gosh, but
we could switch the focus.
No, but like, it's maybe that's just what God wanted us to talk about, because maybe other people are suffering with that too.
For sure, there are.
If you come from like a childhood and a lifestyle before you were able to come out, where it was just despicable to be out of the closet, then, yeah, yeah, there's a lot of, I was talking to one of my friends, one of my past clients, and she's just so wise. Her name's Helena Marie, and she's the Rainbow Disciple on Instagram. And she told me, she was like, oh, everything you're experiencing right now is not, there's a difference between like conviction and shame, and what, mm-hmm, you're experiencing is just so much shame, the religious trauma, mm-hmm, shame.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked through that, and it was a pretty powerful conversation, but it feels sickening whenever you're already going through something hard and you're hearing these comments and you're like, I can get through that. I can get through that. But then the hate wins,
mm-hmm,
the battle, not the, yeah, war, just, yeah, the battle.
It's hard to not let it.
It's, yeah,
not let it win.
But
I've told you that for months now with all that stuff. I remember having so many conversations about that, and that this is your purpose, mm-hmm, and you can't shut it down. There's no, you can't come work a different job. You can't do all this because you have such,
work a different job is like hilarious. Yeah. Like, I'm building a huge lesbian platform. Like the
and
people
you have
who
such
are saying
a message
that,
to give you. in that. I think you have to just continue pushing, and I've supported that because you do have a message, and those people need to hear that. Everybody needs to hear what you have to say. So I think it's a blessing that you have a platform to say it in, and I really hope that Instagram gives it back to you.
I know. If not, it's okay though. We'll rebuild. Right now, yeah. I have like 100 followers on my new account. Yeah. It's like so humbling. Like I post a video and it's like 50 views, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what the heck? It is, yeah. Wow. But it really helps remind you who you are. It is a humbling, yeah, experience.
Which, like, is maybe why it happened.
Yeah, yeah, but I was never like a cocky person, no, to begin with.
Yeah.
So I don't think, and I don't believe God punishes people.
No.
Yeah, it's just not my belief.
I don't think this is a God thing.
Yeah.
This is a human thing, and humans punish each other more than anybody does.
Yeah. And I do, but I do believe it will be a God thing, and God will use it for good, even though I might not be able to talk so much about faith and queerness, because I don't want that to
maybe land just me not on that platform.
Yeah.
You know, you'll find another way to get your message out.
Yeah. And it's never a message of like converting someone to a specific religion. No. I just want to be so clear about that.
Yeah. No, it's literally about your love for God.
Yeah.
That is it.
And like God's love for them, God's love for whoever's listening, because that was what kept me from coming out for so long, was the belief that somehow being gay would separate me from God's love.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that more than just me battles with. Although I love your ideas, like she wants to go to my family's church, which I refuse to go to because it's, yeah, we're not going to get into that here, but I know we're not welcome as queer people there. Like you can kind of like, I mean, anywhere you can donate your money, but they won't let you volunteer. Like there's so much, that we could get into, but my beautiful girlfriend wants to go to church with my family, and I'm like, I'm not doing it. And your response was, we belong there. How did you say it? You're like, there's nowhere that we belong.
Yeah, like I can't imagine not walking into a place and feeling like I belong or don't belong. That just feels crazy.
Yeah.
We do belong there.
It's so good. Yeah. But not there. We're not going there. We'll go to somewhere else. And everyone's like, Sophia, go to a Unity church. Like, we don't really have those churches here. We have, I think it's Episcopalian churches. But again, it doesn't feel like an inner spiritual experience. So that's why, like, it feels like very Catholic. Yeah. Which, I mean, if you're Catholic, awesome. But, like, it feels, like, kind of rigid to me. And I like church that almost feels like you're in a yoga studio experience. So, yeah.
I think that a lot of your content is also personal. Like, it feels like personal worship for you. You know, a lot of, like, the stuff that you do, that you put out there about Jesus and all that stuff, I feel like that actually feels like worship to you. And that there you get validated with that, or like you've done the work, and then even better that thousands of people have seen it. But again, it just got on the wrong hands.
Yeah, so there probably won't be much more of that.
No,
I'm scared.
Sad, but you'll find another way to worship.
Yeah, and have conversations about God. Anyway, there's that.
Yeah. And then there's that side of you that, and then let's talk about Queer Country Club, because you are such a big proponent of being queer. Like, you really want to get people to be queer.
Themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
To not do what I did, to not stay in the closet for so long.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So this I've seen with Queer Country Club, it's not just memberships and money.
Yeah, no.
Because how I saw you put that thing together is just crazy. It was just like literal overnight.
Yeah.
And all because you really care about people finding their future wife. Like, you eat, breathe, and sleep future wife talk.
Like
you.
I don't even know if I actually, since I launched, if I actually had like a full night's rest, or if I'm like dreaming of like different strategies and
I know
like
are.
Hustling. Yeah. And it's not just for money. It's like it's my responsibility to bring in the best quality women into the platform.
Yeah, because I even have given you like, oh, this is what you do to like hit everybody, and you're like, I can't have everybody on.
Yeah,
this.
I don't want to hit everybody. Yeah. I'm not like
this
the other dating apps.
This isn't a money game.
No,
this is a passion project.
Yeah,
and I think that's amazing.
Thank you. I know like when we have those live meetings and everyone in the room is like a badass. Yeah. Like, when I found you, I didn't think that other women, of course, you were queen, okay? But I didn't think there'd be other lesbians in the world who, like, just love their lives, very fulfilled, and all they're missing is their one person, mm-hmm. right? Like, that's just not what we see on other queer dating apps. So,
yeah,
like, to be able to create that space, it takes work and it takes strategic content that's speaking to that woman. And that's a lot of work on my part. Mm-hmm. And to think, like, I've done that and it's just gone. I don't know. It's just, like, totally trusting God. What's crazy is that we're still having people come into Queer Country Club every day, which is such a blessing. Yeah. Like, I'm just smiling so much right now. I'm like, how is that happening? Like, I guess you guys are sharing it with other lesbians you know. And, like, it's just weird. And I've always told people that, like, as a business coach, that you don't need a lot of followers to succeed or make a lot of money or whatever. And that's straight up the truth, because I'm seeing it now that, like, yeah, things have been slower because I lost, you know, 4 million views a month was what we were averaging on my Instagram. I was aggressively putting out content. But even without that, to know that we're still doing fine. It was so funny. There's ladies on TikTok that are just so rude. And they're like, well, guess you should go get a real job now since Instagram shut you down. And it's like,
or that I should hire you.
Yeah. Like, the audacity. Well, like, for people who didn't see that video. Okay, real quick. I need to tell you about Wisp, an online healthcare service that is for the girls, gays, theys, and me. In fact, for 3 years, they have been a part of my daily regimen. I know many of you listening long to create beautiful women-loving women relationships. And that, my dears, begins with excellent kitty care. Like, no offense, I don't know about you, but I personally don't want to be at a kitty cat cafe, if you know what I mean, that doesn't provide the freshest dessert for me to lick. So do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, and keep your kitty cat cafe fresh. With Wisp, everything from the consult to receiving meds is done from the comfort of your phone, and the company is proud of being inclusive, cost-effective, and accessible for everyone. Wisp believes that you know your body better than anyone else, which means no more urgent care visits for issues such as UTIs, yeast infections, or STI treatment. You can save so much time not going to in-person appointments or waiting in line at pharmacies. The free shipping will save you so much time. Or same-day pharmacy pickup can have you feeling better faster. Before Wisp, I was prone to getting BV, but my kitty pH balance stays perfect. Chef's kiss now that I am on a consistent probiotic regimen. Ladies, this is so important. Personally, I subscribe monthly to Wisp Probiotics, Sexy Time Lube, and OMG Cream. It's like female Viagra. I also get D-mannose and boric acid vaginal suppositories as needed, so I'm prepared if something starts to feel off down there. Also, if you're about to meet a new partner from my lesbian dating platform, you definitely want to be tested before sleeping with someone new. You can order discreet online testing from your bed before you jump into bed. Go to the link in the show notes to learn more, or go to hellowisp.com and use my code Sophia for 15% off. That's code Sophia, S-O-P-H-I-A, for 15% off all your kitty needs. You're welcome. Okay, back to the show. Let me clarify something. Like, Instagram doesn't just pay me. Like, I'm not like a creator that's in a creator fund. I don't even know. Am I in that on TikTok? I think I might be in one on TikTok, because, like, sometimes they'll send me like $30 and I'm like, yay, $30.
Yeah.
But no, like, what people don't realize is to be a creator where you make money just from platforms is like, that's not sustainable. There's no way. I have two sponsorships that I've had for years that I will never give up, because I love those companies and I pray that they stand by me through the storm. But I get offered money probably 5 to 10 times a day for different products. Like, oh, just hold our product and share. No, because why would I slingshot my audience around like that? But technically, yes, influencer, because I do a couple commercials. Okay, one job. Mm-hmm. Second job. I've been business coaching and doing social media strategy for 10 years, and I put together the online academy. So, yep, ma'am, I have a whole job. I have a whole online academy.
A whole business.
I have 5 team members that I put food on the table for, and they help me with so much, whether that is the back end of the business coaching business and like customer service type stuff in my emails when it comes to the business coaching, or Queer Country Club helping me manage that, because that is a huge growing community now. And then, yeah, Queer Country Club, where I literally have a lesbian dating platform. So to that lady and other anyone who's like, go get a real job, ha ha ha, like, guys, like, losing your Instagram is a big freaking deal, but it's losing your best marketing avenue. And you, like, I'm a badass, I'm just gonna find a different way to market and like meet. It takes a certain number of views, it takes a certain number of connecting with people to be able to make a living. That's just the facts. Like, if you're listening to this and you have a passion project or a business and you're like, shit, if this ever happened to me, what would I do? Like, at the end of the day, everything, you have to look at it as like, I just need to reach more people. If I could reach more people, make more impact, I'll make money. Yeah. And so, yeah, I lost one of my biggest ways to reach people, but I'm going to build another way. And I didn't put all my eggs in one basket. I have like still 300 something thousand followers on TikTok. Like, I'm able to talk to people that, I don't know, there's just so much. And like, the fact that someone would say something when I am going through something so dark like that is... that just,
Yeah, I think a lot of it, though, is just misunderstanding our people and a generation that doesn't understand that. And when you put it into perspective, it's like, lose, like, any, let's say, brick and mortar or any kind of, like, an office or anything like that, it's equivalent to losing your biggest client or losing your wholesaler or losing your distributor or anything like that. It, like you said, it's your connection to...
yeah.
The client base.
And beyond just losing it, it's something you worked for so long. Like, it's like devastating mentally to you. You work for something for 12 years to build it, build a personal brand for so long. I don't know. It's just...
I can't relate in that way. I can only relate in like that, losing your biggest client or, you know, something shifting.
What I love about us is the 17-year age gap, like... you've been through so much and you've built so many businesses. What was there ever a time where you felt as low as me? Like, where you're like, I would freaking jump out a window, except that, like, I know that I have a purpose.
Right. Everybody. No, I think that, I mean, what you do and the purpose that's attached to it is, I have nothing that's comparable to that.
Oh my gosh, stop, baby.
No, it's true. All of my experience have just been like corporate, you know,
businesses. But it makes a difference.
So, not really.
No. Yes, it does, baby. Everything you're doing now, the AI doesn't stuff, make a, it oh, does yeah, make a difference. For sure,
now, but in the past. And yes, I mean, well, you've seen me through this whole thing. I'm like, I'm pulling the plug like 10 times. And you, again, are just like, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
Because you're not a quitter.
You're not.
You get. You know,
you've been through some challenges too in the last month, that's for sure.
Yeah, but I think in the past, and like the past businesses and stuff, any hits, big hits like that, it's just probably losing the biggest client or not, you know, like bidding on something and not getting it for like a contract.
Yeah. Do you like completely that. Shut down, or you like start a new business, or you keep going, you just find a different way?
No, definitely. Like, yeah, I would never have just one way of doing things. Like, how you're doing it now, where you're like, I'm going to have 2 accounts.
Yeah, and I have a TikTok.
To protect that.
And
so, yeah. So
a podcast.
Not, yeah. So it's not, you know, shut down the business because you lost your biggest client. It's like, you get out there and you hustle now.
Yeah.
Like, you get more clients.
I think
you get more visibility.
The thing that I just wish people knew, it isn't that I would ever stop. It's that I'm freaking tired.
Yeah.
Because I am just one person, and I'm doing, like, I was busting ass before this happened.
Yeah.
because there are two sides to what I'm doing, plus the influencer thing. Yeah. Like, it's a lot. And I feel pressure because I want to build something great. I really do. And I like today, okay, let's just like, I don't even know. I wasn't planning on talking about this, but like today we went and got that smoothie bowl this morning and we walked in and that girl wasn't especially nice and the place looked dead and it just like, I don't know. And then we needed like to buy a water before we left and we had to like go like reach in the back and be like, hello, can we buy a water? Yeah. Like you're making it so hard for someone to buy from you. And the culture is suffering. And I don't believe that business is going to make it. As much as I love it, I love this smoothie bowl place in my neighborhood. I don't think it's going to make it because whoever's in there has an employee who does not care, does not have heart, is not excited, doesn't see the vision for what they're doing. And like, there is no option for protein. Yeah. There is no education on, hey, this is why you should be eating this. It's so good for you. Like this coconut, blah, blah, blah. There was no education on it.
There were many things that you and I were like, we went in there. And I think that's what entrepreneurs do is they go into anything and they're like, how do I make this better?
Yeah.
Right. And then we elaborate on that. So we did discuss that because we're like, well, they need that. And they could charge, you know,
they could have charged more for the protein. The
upsell on that, you know. Yeah.
It just is weird. And so if the owner, and this is the thing that I know, especially as like I'm studying Disney, I'm like obsessed with watching like behind the scenes of Disney and like how he scaled this huge thing and like built all these crazy projects at one time. But it took him being a great leader and then having other people who were passionate about what they did. And I've got great key team players in my company that can help me. But like at the end of the day, it's up to me to show up like and not lay down and die. And and especially as someone who, like right now, yes, Queer Country Club has been like my main focus pushing for new clients, but I'm still like so passionately helping my existing coaching clients, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't change. But those clients who are in my coaching program right now, but I'm helping them build and helping them go viral and helping them build their business, like they're watching me like, whoa. She's starting lower than us.
Yeah.
Like we had more followers coming in to work with her and like they're sitting and watching. And I think as sad as I am, it is an honor to be humbled in a way where I get to just show like, hey, yeah, I know my shit. Like we're just going to make this happen.
Yeah.
Like I can do this. I've showed you guys how to do it. It is a lot of pressure, but it's also just like a moment to be real. Cause I think once you get to a certain number, people forget to see you as a human.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just how I feel sometimes. Cause the comments can be so mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But like, I am just a human and like, I have to rebuild just like anyone else would starting from zero.
Yeah.
Like, let's go.
Yeah.
So there's that as an opportunity. But yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
Fuck. Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
You really like it now. Yeah. You have to practice what you preach now.
And the thing was, I doubled my followers in 3 months because I was like, for years, I kind of just was like, oh, I'm not like in a growth mode. I'm more in like a build my businesses out mode.
Mm-hmm.
So like I wasn't creating viral content. And then I was like, no, I'm going to like pump this up. We're going to create viral content every day. And then the viral content backfired. That's okay. Oh, it's going to be fine. I'm talking myself through this right now. Guys, you hear me? Talking myself through. It's going to be fine. It's going to be okay. There's been so many times I've been crying on the bathroom floor, like literally in a ball, telling myself, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know, it was the most offensive thing though that someone told me so far. That I should just go get help from you and work for my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The same woman.
What a crazy this bitch.
Woman.
Oh.
Yeah, block her.
Oh. Yeah. What do you think about that, babe?
Well, no, there's no... You wouldn't. Number one. I wouldn't even offer.
That'd be, like, the most offensive thing.
Yeah. No, because I love... I think we've discussed, you know, different ways of how we're going to do this life
yeah.
together and I think that we both love that we have that like autonomy to to say what we want to do and how we want to do it. And if there comes a day when either of us want to stop the race,
we
can that'll be retire. A decision that we make
independently
and together. It won't be again like me needing you or you needing me. So no,
I mean,
we don't talk like that, like when you're down I rise and when I'm down you rise. And that's how we're gonna do this, and that's how we're gonna get through this.
It's I love not you gonna so be, much I could cry thank you.
It's not gonna be, you know, quitting is not an option.
When I first launched Queer Country Club in July, it offended me for a moment, but then I realized they meant it positively, and I'm not upset about it at all. But was it my dad that asked. My dad was like, so did your girlfriend invest for you to start this?
It was your sister, I think, wasn't it?
I think it was my sister's husband, which I mean, he's a businessman. He's trying to figure out how in the heck did you do this so fast.
No, I know. I still don't even know. I've literally built so many businesses.
It's called working like 20 hours a day, sleeping four.
I've never done it. Like, you've literally, I don't even know.
Yeah.
And the fact that this didn't cost you $100,000 to do it, you know. No. This is all
imagination.
Brilliant, organic growth.
It is imagination and focus and action.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like when my family asked me, like, did your girlfriend invest for you? Mm-hmm. Like, invest what? Yeah. Like, her heart. You gave me a lot of ideas for building a community, though, because you were the first one to be like, you need to be building something for lesbians. And I was like, I've been having this dating platform idea.
The first idea was like a lifestyle type community.
Yeah.
Thing of. Yeah.
And it is that in a lot of ways, but you got to be looking for your future wife. And I would just want it to be the most efficient experience for people to find their future wives. Because, like, you can go look on any dating app, but it's not going to be an efficient process because a lot of the people there aren't looking for the same thing.
And what I love about yours is that you don't have to, like, people who go on dating apps and, like, you have to swipe, like, you're just looking for a date. But what Queer Country Club is like, if someone's like, I'm not even really looking to date right now, but if that perfect woman, you know, comes up, then I'll, you know, I welcome that connection.
Yeah, like, I'm looking for forever, but I don't need.
What I love about yours is that you've got, you know, you've got speakers on there. You've got, you're helping people with dating profiles.
Yeah.
You're helping. I know that this is going to evolve to a place of where people are getting the push that they need, and watching you do this will help so many queer people with their own businesses, even though it's a dating platform.
A lot creativity. Of
what you talk about is just empowering generally. So even those women that aren't looking to date, I think if you're looking to better yourself in any way and be ready to be the person that's ready for be ready for your future wife, then you need to be on this platform.
Thank you, baby. That was a great commercial. I'm not going to insert any more. That was so good. Thank you. If you're interested, DM me on my new Instagrams at Queer Country Club or at Sophia Splino Says. That commercial was brought to you by my super sexy girlfriend who's wearing a shirt. I wanted boobies.
I'll take it off now.
Okay. You better. Wait, there was something else that I wanted to share, and then, like, it slipped my mind. I hate when that happens. And I feel like lately with everything that's been going on, my brain's just been, like, fried. Like, it truly feels like the equivalent of when I thought my parents were dead, that level of amount of panic attacks. And, this has been such a fun time. Was there something else that we wanted to talk about, though? Did we go through everything?
Yeah.
I'm so glad you're here.
Me too.
Thank you for coming.
I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Me neither. Well, except for you on my face. But she's all blushing. Oh my god. You're gonna have to tell the kids, don't listen to this podcast. Like, this one is not, like...
I thought that was going to be way more innocent. I thought you'd be like, well, maybe Italy. We want to be there again.
No.
Or somewhere nice, but no.
I'm just happy that you're in my bed right now because, like, I felt so alone without you.
Yeah.
And sad. And, like, just waking up this morning and you being there. She's been here for less than 24 hours. Or maybe we just hit 24 hours. But, yeah. I think we should just go get cheese enchiladas now.
Let's do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's end this podcast.
Okay, guys. Thank y'all for listening. If you're wondering how can you help, again, not just me, but other queer creators who are at risk of their platforms going away because of anti-LGBTQIA groups that get together and do awful things to you on Instagram. And somehow get Instagram to believe that you're bad and remove your account. If you want to help us fight that good fight, there will be a doc linked here in the show notes. And if you are a queer creator who's ever been the subject of hate, I invite you to email me support@sophiaspolino.com. This is something that I'm not going to be quiet about. Right now, you know, I am rebuilding, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to continue to fight. You have 180 days until, like, they technically, like, destroy all your Instagram. I mean, they say it's disabled now, but I'm choosing to believe that God is bigger or God will help me do something better on this new platform. But with that being said, I'm still fighting for it. And the way to do that is going to be to have other queer creators rise with me and be willing to speak out about the injustice and what they've experienced, your stories. If this is something you've ever gone through, maybe you didn't get your account disabled, but you know you were tortured by people online and they reported your account for something that you never did, or you've experienced just a lot of bullying comments that say literally awful things. Like, people were telling me to off myself, that God wanted a hate crime to happen to me. I mean, I could go on and on. It's horrific. And if you've ever been the subject of that, please, or if you know someone who has, share this with them, because I need other creators to build a little good army to go out there and fight a good fight so this doesn't happen to anyone else. And maybe, just maybe, I could get my account reinstated. Because this is not cool.
No.
That's all I can say. Not cool is such an understatement, considering all the snot and panic attacks that I've had in the last week.
That's you just trying to be brave about it.
I know. Got to be brave about it. I mean, there's not a way, other way to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you listened and it resonated with you, please, it takes 30 seconds to look at that doc. And beyond that, just pray for me. Like, honestly, is that weird to say? Send good vibes my way. And then pray that God gives me creative ideas for this new account, and that also God would protect it, because I am scared, right? Like, I think that's just honest and authentic to say. Like, I am scared. Everything I worked for was gone, and
yeah,
I'm scared.
It's valid.
Yeah. So anyway, okay, I'm rambling now. I love y'all. Bye. As queer women, that's women with an X, because of course we are inclusive here. As I was saying, as queer women, we haven't always been lifted up or celebrated. We have often felt left out and put down in places that historically haven't welcomed us. In fact, we have been conditioned by society to be grateful for mere tolerance. My resilient LGBTQ+IA community, I am talking to you. I'll bet you've recognized a spark that God put in your heart, your unique calling to impact the world in only a way that you can. A business idea, a brand to build, a coaching program to start, the art to create, the song to sing, the book to write, that relationship you long to build. But that little light inside your soul has often been blown out by the people around you, leaving you conditioned to play small and not step into your full potential. You are not alone. And it's never too late to truly live your most authentic dream life. I would know. I came out late in life, nearly 30, A couple years ago, after being bullied for months inside a country club, right outside of my weights class, I was assaulted by a bigoted woman who couldn't stand my queerness. She physically pushed me, so I had a meeting with management. I told them I didn't feel safe. I brought forth evidence, and guess what? They did nothing. Sadly, this is normal. But in order to create change, we have to be brave enough to be the change ourselves. So I did a thing. I started my own virtual country club for queer women, a safe place for us to create meaningful connections and grow. So if you're looking for a love connection, networking opportunities, or coaching to live your best freedom life, you want to apply to be a part of our incredible community of purpose-driven, passionate queer women. Join Queer Women Rising, the online queer country club for growth-minded women ready to level up in life and love. To apply, DM me the word rising on Instagram at Sophia Spellino or chat me the word rising on sophiaspellino.com. Now, beyond hosting Queer Women Rising, I am a personal brand coach and social media strategist. If you give me a moment to tell you about what I do, I can share how I can help you, just like I've helped many clients before get famous online and make more money. If you're an exhausted coach or service provider, ready to scale your business for real, or you're just getting started building your dream brand from scratch, and if you're ready to build your own profitable personal brand, I can show you how in 6 months or less. But why should you take my word for it? Well, I've spent over 10 years in the social media marketing industry, amassing over 400,000 followers across platforms like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as hosting a top charting podcast, building a successful service provider business, and coaching powerful women to build purpose-driven, profitable personal brands. Yeah, I have the social media and sales process strategies that can help you finally make the money you deserve. Because I want to help you build your dream business that gives you time, freedom, and makes real money. So for a limited time, I'm giving away your first steps to go from less than 5K months and advance to 10 to 20K months. Grab my newly revamped Profitable Personal Brand Blueprint, my proven framework to build yourself a personal brand that motivates, inspires, and sells so that your business can thrive the way it should. Just go to the link in the show notes. Whether you're a novice at creating or you're feeling stuck, hitting a plateau in your business that once had consistent revenue, and need guidance, support, and coaching to get to your next level, I invite you to book a strategy call to speak with either me or my team to see if we'd be the right fit to work with each other inside of the Profitable Personal Brand 6-month coaching program. Mind you, I am extremely selective and this coaching program is not for everyone, and I'm not afraid to say it. I am only taking on serious, purpose-driven, and committed queer women and allies inside of my community. If that's you, book your free strategy call. The link is in the show notes. And if you feel yourself come alive and love listening to Queer Women Rising, please leave me a 5-star rating with a kind review wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to share the show with a powerful woman you know. And remember, when you're called to do something greater in life, love, or business, you will be uncomfortable until you move. So get up and go get what you want. Let's rise. Let's rise.